"There go flukes!" was now the cry from Tashtego, and the whales disappeared.
"Quick, steward!" cried Ahab. "Time! Time!"
Dough Boy hurried below, glanced at the watch, and reported the exact minute to Ahab. The ship was now kept away from the wind, and she went gently rolling before it. Tashtego, reporting that the whales had gone down heading to leeward, we confidently looked to see them again directly in advance of our bows. For that singular craft at times evinced by the sperm whale, when, sounding with his head in one direction, he nevertheless, while concealed beneath the surface, mills round and swiftly swims off in the opposite quarter, this deceitfulness of his could not now be in action, for there was no reason to suppose that the fish seen by Tashtego had been in any way alarmed, or indeed knew at all of our vicinity. One of the men selected for shipkeepers, that is, those not appointed to the boats, by this time relieved the Indian at the main masthead. The sailors at the fore and mizzen had come down, the line tubs were fixed in their places, the cranes were thrust out, the mainyard was backed, and the three boats swung over the sea like three samphire baskets over high cliffs. Outside of the bulwarks, their eager crews with one hand clung to the rail, while one foot was expectantly poised on the gunwale. So looked the long line of man-of-war's men about to throw themselves on board an enemy's ship. But at this critical instant, a sudden exclamation was heard that took every eye from the whale. With a start, all glared at dark Ahab, who was surrounded by five dusky phantoms that seemed fresh formed out of air. End of chapters 45 to 47.